Hello, my level up lovelies, and welcome back. As always, I'm happy to have you here. I hope you're all doing well. And if you're not, then this episode is dedicated to you. So what I wanted to talk about is something that I feel like isn't talked about enough when it comes to trying to be more positive, going through self-development and trying to be more mindful as well as a person, and kindness and everything. I feel like these days there's so many messages about what you can do in order to get to where you want and what you should do that people tend to forget about the other part of it, other part of the journey through self-development or the journey through starting a business or working towards your goals. That journey is not always easy. And I feel as though this is one key thing that seems to be missed out with a lot of coaches out there or a lot of the advertisements, that people always seem to talk about what you should be doing. You need to be really energetic. You need to work on your goals every single day. You need to be on it, on it, on it, on it. That's the only way you're going to get there. And I feel like there are so many messages like that that it paints this really false idea of what it should be like, what your journey should be like, and what you should be doing. And it puts a lot of pressure on you to be constantly on it and bring that energy that 2-minute advertisement showed that you should have, or like that coach had. And I feel like when I used to watch these, I would feel very, very anxious, and I would feel very almost like I wasn't good enough, almost like I didn't have that kind of energy all the time. So that must have meant that I'm not cut out for this. I can't be an entrepreneur. I can't be an author. I can't, you know, I can't be a coach. I can't do whatever because I'm not like this person. And this person in this video is telling me that in order to live the life I want, then I have to be all these things and I have to be them all the time, every single day. And oh my God, like, super overwhelming. Have you guys ever felt that way? I mean, I feel like that's something that happens to a lot of people. We just don't talk about it as much. So that's why I wanted to talk about it. On the other side of that as well, not just when it comes to working towards your goals, but also when it comes to manifestation. This is something that I have studied a lot and I'm still learning, still working on, still manifesting and still perfecting, if there is such a thing. But what I found whenever I would look up things, a lot of people would talk about how you had to stay positive, how you had to stay in that good feeling energy, and how this was the only way when you stayed in this vibration that you would get what you want. And if you don't do these things, then you're not going to get there. And don't get me wrong, a lot of it is like sales tactics, of course, because we're selling something. Everybody's selling something to a degree. And that's cool, right? I'm sure the product is really amazing and everything. But I think the thing that trips us up is that people don't tell you about the other side of it. They don't tell you about the side of being positive or trying to be more positive, is that they don't tell you you'll get resistance sometimes. You'll get your old self trying to come through. You'll get experiences that make you feel negative. And you'll get days where you feel down. You can't be happy all the time. And you can't feel good all the time. Like, you can feel good the majority of the time, but you're not going to feel good all of the time. There'll be some moments where it dips a little bit, and that's okay. That is okay. Do not let anybody or any advert, any book, anything tell you that it's not, because it absolutely is. I'm telling you it is. Trust me, it is. And what I want to say as well is that when it comes to being positive, it's not about being happy 24/7. When it comes to manifestation, it is good to always be in that good feeling vibration. But also, you have to be realistic. We are human and we go through things. And sometimes, you know, things that happen on the outside that we are just out of control of, and they can affect us. How long they affect us for is something that you can control. But you can't control being affected by it. So if you ever find yourself feeling guilty for feeling down and feeling mad at yourself for not being able to stay positive in a negative situation, cut it out. Let it go. Don't let it consume you, and don't let it beat you up to the point where you don't think you're doing well. Because I have done this several times before, and it gets you nowhere but back to the start, and then you need to start all over again and start the process again. But know that whatever progress you are making and whatever feelings you are feeling, they're okay and they're good at the time. When it comes to positivity, if you are feeling very down about something, please, please, please don't try to jump from zero, as in feeling super low, to 100, as in feeling on top of the world. Because when you try to do that, it's not always easy. There's a lot of steps to it. And if you don't achieve it, you're going to feel even worse. Trust me, I've been there. And what I discovered is the way to get past this is to not try to feel 100 when you're only feeling at a zero. It's to try and feel at a one. So let's say you're feeling super depressed. The next stage up from that might be, anger. I don't think it is, but we'll just say it is for this because I don't know the exact one. But anger is still not a positive emotion. But feeling anger is a higher up emotion on the scale of 0 to 100 than depression is. So if you can jump from a zero to maybe anger as a five, then you've already done something a bit more positive. Think of it as a stepladder. Imagine that the bottom of the stepladder is your lowest emotion. And then the very top of the stepladder, this is a very long stepladder, by the way, is your happiest emotion. It's your love and your joy and your excitement. If you were to try and get from the bottom of the stepladder all the way to the top, right away, in one day, in a minute or a second or whatever kind of time frame you want, it's going to be pretty much impossible. And the way up is going to, you're going to really struggle, you're going to feel exhausted, and you're going to feel really bad that you didn't make it. Instead of focusing on that, focus on the one step ahead. Focus on getting just one step up. And then from there, another step up. Because sometimes when you go through something and you feel really down about it, you don't instantly feel better. And it doesn't always just take one day to turn around. Sometimes it can take two, it can take three, it can take a week. Sometimes it can even take a few weeks for you to get out of that kind of negative funk. So long as you are taking baby steps to get closer and closer and closer to the top, it's going to be a much more manageable way. You're going to feel a bit better about every step that you take, as opposed to wallowing and feeling down that you are still feeling really low and unable to get to the very top of the stepladder up to your happiness. You're not going to see the progress that you're making in between if that's all you're focusing on. So when it comes to positivity and trying to stay in that mindset, then focus on the wee step up from where you're feeling right now. When you do that, you break it down and you make it so much easier, and you also stop feeling guilt. Guilt is a very low emotion as well. So you want to let go of the guilt, and by doing that, if you take a wee step up from it and you just focus on that little step, you'll feel like you're achieving something, and that will take the guilt away from you feeling like you've let yourself down. This was actually what inspired my very first book, by the way. So I don't know if you guys know the story. Some of you might, whoever's been following my journey for a while. But my first book was actually inspired by a day where I felt very, very anxious, and I was having a really bad day. But I was having my very first bad day after a long stretch, about 3 months of feeling really good. And to put it into perspective, I had hit rock bottom, and then I decided to go speak to a hypnotherapist to help me, like basically help me feel a bit better about myself. So we'd done a lot of work, and in those 3 months I was feeling absolutely amazing, super positive. I thought, yes, I've got this. And I had this idea in my head that when I become a positive person, nothing can take me down, and I will never feel unhappy again, and I will never feel anxious again or worried, and I am like a beacon of positivity. And then I hit a day where I wasn't. And instead of dealing with that emotion and just trying to feel a little bit better, I tried to jump back to that happy, happy me, and I wasn't able to do it. Couldn't come close. If anything, it just made me feel worse, and I got angry at myself. I was so mad, and I was so disappointed, and I felt like I had just gone back to the start, back to that moment where I hit rock bottom. When in reality, it wasn't the case. But because of how I was feeling and how let down I felt by myself, I couldn't see that. Because I was focusing on getting to the very top of the step ladder, getting to feeling super happy like I did before and I had been feeling for the past 3 months. I wasn't able to accept that I had hit a little bit of a setback. I'd hit a wee bit of a negative day. I had a bad day, basically. And because I wasn't able to accept it, I wasn't able to work through the emotions. So this is how I was able to write this other book, write my first book, was because after I did the work, after I was able to accept that, okay, I'm not feeling good, I decided to do what I could to make myself feel better. And that was to meditate. So I did the meditation, I came out and I did feel a bit better. And because I felt better, something made me instinctively grab my laptop and start typing. And the words that I were typing were parts of my book, but they were also words of encouragement for myself. So at this point, I had no idea I was going to write a book. All I knew was that I wanted to write this out. And when I did, I felt so much better. And it was the very first page that I wrote was, "Don't listen to the what if devil. He doesn't have your back." Now, I think it's like, I don't know, page 5 on my book. I can't remember. It's not the first page that's on it now, but it was the first page that I wrote. And it was all about how to stop worrying about the future and not make a bigger deal of something than it actually is, and let your mind play tricks on you and create scenarios that might never happen, because that's what I was doing. So after I had finished typing, another 5 pages came out. And they just flew out. They literally flew out my fingertips. And, you know, I was typing so fast, the grammar was awful, the spelling was even worse. But I had these out. And after I finished it, that's when it dawned on me. I literally still remember it to this day because this changed my life. I remember saying to myself, people need to know this. People need to know that it's okay to not have a good day. And they need to know that, one, other people go through it. Two, there's things out there can help them. And this is why I wanted to write this, was to help people through these times. So it's to help you guys whenever you're feeling low like this, to feel a little bit better, to jump from that 0 to a 1, to hopefully to a 2, and then up and up and up. My books are there to help do that. And that's what inspired it. And that is what my message is all about. And that's why I felt it was important to share with you that, you know, being positive isn't all about that. It's not all about being positive 24/7 all the time. And it's not, let me tell you, not the only way you can manifest. And yes, you need to be in a good feeling for a longer period of time, absolutely. But you don't have to be there 24/7. So if you ever get a day where if you're trying to manifest and you get a day where you just don't feel so good, don't think that that has set you back like to the beginning. Don't think you have to reset. You don't. You can just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep working yourself back up to that great feeling that you were feeling before. If you can do that, you're already on your way there, and you will manifest what you want. The more you practice this, the easier and the quicker it will be to get back up to that good feeling. I can guarantee that because I've done it myself, and it's the more you do it, the easier it gets, the quicker you do it as well. And that means that your manifestation will come quicker too. So when it comes to positivity, please know, don't have to be on it all the time. Don't have to be positive all the time. So to the next bit. I know I've rambled on a bit and normally my episodes are shorter, but I feel this is really important. And this is also something that if you're working towards something, if you're an entrepreneur, a business person, or if it's a personal goal, whatever it is that you're working towards, if you ever see things out there, you know, like people that are selling you this thing and telling you that in order to get what you want, you have to do this and you will never get it unless you do this, and I'm going to share with you this and that. So you know what? I'm sure they have great, insightful things, and that's fabulous. And I'm not dissing them. All I'm saying is that don't let these messages that you're consuming on Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media platform it is, don't let them make you think that whatever you're doing isn't enough. Because for a while, I used to feel like that. I was working on my book. Could I be doing more? Probably, yeah. But could I emotionally be doing more? I don't know. But I would watch these things and I would feel as though there was no point. And it would create self-doubt and it would make me think that I was never going to get there because I was never like this person. I didn't have the same kind of energy as them and I wasn't as focused as them and I wasn't putting every single piece of blood, sweat and tear into this goal of mine. Yes, you need to focus on your goal and you need to have that focus every day, but you don't need to put everything in it to the point where other areas of your life start to falter and they start to decline. I want you guys to know that. And I can say that surely as well, because I have gone through the ups and downs and I have felt that way. And I have had days where I've been lazy and I've had days where I've just not felt like doing anything. I have had those days and I have still managed to write and publish 2 books, possibly 3 by the time this comes out. And I am no different to anybody else. I'm just your average girl, just a normal girl who is working towards a goal, who has figured out what her passion is and is going for it. I know for a fact that I've managed to stay consistent because I've allowed myself days to not feel good, and I have forgiven myself for those times, and I have, I wouldn't say expected them, prepared for them in the sense that, you know, when they came I wasn't so shocked that it put me on a downward spiral. I allowed these moments to happen, I allowed those feelings, and then I allowed them to go. I release them. The only way you can release a feeling is if you acknowledge it in the first place. If you keep ignoring it, it can't go anywhere. It's still sitting there trying to get your attention. Once you allow this emotion to come through and you accept it, that's when you can start to make the mental choices to deal with it, handle it and push it away and let it go. Let it go for good, for real. So whenever you're working towards something, if you ever have a day where you maybe didn't do as much work as the day before, don't worry. Focus on the work that you can do for just now and focus on what you have done. And if you get a day where you're not feeling good, don't worry about that either. Just know that if you can still keep consistent, which you can, and I'm going to create things and I've got things coming that are going to support you guys on this journey. If you can still be consistent, and consistency is doing something for a long period of time on a regular basis. It's not about doing something every single day. Constantly, 24/7 a day, right? Consistency is just about doing it over a long period of time and keep doing it. You can keep going. Just because you have to be consistent in order to get success and achieve the things that you want, it doesn't mean that you have to be pretty much 100% every single day. Realize that. Get that message. Let that sink in. Because when you do, you're going to make your process a lot easier. The process and the journey through doing these things isn't always going to be easy. And I do think that we give ourselves so much of a hard time and we give ourselves so much guilt for not being perfect. And I think social media has a big part to play in that, because a lot of people do just want to paint this perfect life, and nothing is ever perfect. Please know that. Know that it's okay. We're all imperfect. Oh my gosh, we're all imperfect. But that's what makes it so great. The thing is, you don't need to be perfect in order to get to where you want or get what you want. And whatever you're creating doesn't have to be perfect either. You don't need to put every single hour you have of the day on it. You don't need to cut yourself off from anything fun whilst you work on your goals. You can have both. Focus and give more time and more priority. Make your goals your priority, yes, and give more time to them. But leave a little time for yourself. Leave a little time for the days where you're maybe having a wee setback and you're not feeling so great, or for the days where you want to just go out and have fun and be carefree and not have to think and work so hard all the time. Just because you have one day off doesn't mean that you are not working hard and doing well and getting places. You're still making progress. You're making more progress than the person who goes really crazy, super intense for 4 weeks to then do nothing because they've burned themselves out. If you do that, when you burn yourself out, you end up taking a 4 week break. Whereas if you can consistently keep going and just doing things at a pace that works for you and doing things in a time frame that works for you, then that is enough. That's good enough for you, and you will get there. So I hope that made sense. I hope it's made you guys feel better, whoever's going through a tough time. Please let go of that guilt. Please know that you are doing enough and that you are enough just as you are. Keep going, yes. But if you need to take a little break, a little breather, have a sip of water, chill out, have a cupcake or whatever, then do it. Do it, enjoy it, and then get back to work tomorrow. It's all good. Trust me. So please, please, please forgive yourself. Let go of that need for perfection and just keep doing what you're doing, working towards your goals and working towards the things that will make you happy. And know that you will get there. You absolutely will. You don't need to be like anyone else. Just do what's right for you. If you do need more support and you want to help be more consistent and you're going through something, I will leave the links to my books down below. One is just for positivity and sort of just going through a self-development journey or whatever work journey it is. The second one is about heartbreak. So if anyone out there is going through heartbreak and struggling with that on top of trying to keep it together and work towards your other stuff, then there's a book specifically written for you guys down there too. So feel free to check that out. This has been the Level Up Mindset podcast. I'm your host, Suzanne. Thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you in the next one.